Brethren, we are confident in the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I was torn, as I was preparing my sermon, between preaching again on the saints or preaching a sermon about the 40 hours devotion. And I elected for the second. And I'd like to speak about the history behind it and the purpose of it and why it is that you should come to the 40 hours. Now, it's unclear who actually started the 40-hour devotion, but we know that there was a beautiful custom that was begun in Milan, which is where St. Charles Borromeo, yesterday's saint, lived and worked as a priest. And this also took place in other cities too, in the early 16th century, that they would publicly expose the Blessed Sacrament for adoration. It was exposed first in one church, and then when they put the Blessed Sacrament away in that church, it would open in another church, and they would keep alternating churches throughout certain cities. And it was done there to make reparation to God, first of all, and to avert the anger of God, because it's something like the Holy Face devotion. When God the Father looks down from heaven and sees the face of his Son, he is appeased. And it was the crucifixion, the passion, the sufferings of our Lord that appeased the justice of God. And so now when he looks down in the Holy Eucharist, the Heavenly Father's wrath is appeased. And it was also done to destroy the efforts of the Turks in those days, who were even then, even all the way back then, attempting to destroy Christendom. That was always their goal, to destroy Christian Europe. And they tried time and time again, if you read church history, to invade Europe, to take it over, to wipe out Christendom. Now, the devotion of 40 hours spread very quickly in other places. St. Philip Neri got it going in his confraternity in Rome, and St. Ignatius of Loyola encouraged the practice as a means of making reparation to God for the sins committed during the time of Carnival or Mardi Gras. And you're all well aware of the sorts of sins that are committed in Mardi Gras, between drunkenness and gluttony, sins of promiscuity and immodesty, and all of the rest, all at the time when we are preparing for a season of penance, and people turn into animals in the streets. And it was used as a means of making reparation for those sins. And St. Charles Borromeo, too, spread this devotion 40 hours before the Blessed Sacrament. Why is it that the church chose 40 hours? Well, 40 is a big number for us Catholics, but it was the 40 hours of this Eucharistic devotion is a symbol of the 40 hours that Christ's body stayed in the tomb after his death. And just as those 40 hours for the disciples and the apostles of our Lord was a period of much anxious watching and intense prayer, so these 40 hours before our Lord in the Eucharist is a time of very serious prayer. Well, eventually the devotion took off. Pope Clement VIII approved it as a means of preserving the peace of Christendom and had it held continuously throughout the year in the city of Rome. So as I said, it would open in one church, they would adore for 40 hours, and then it would go to another church. And they would keep this going for the entire year, and then eventually indulgences were attached to the practice of 40 hours. So keep this in mind too, all of the indulgences. There's a 15-year indulgence for each visit that you make in which you say five Our Fathers, Hail Marys, and Glory Bees, plus one more Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be for the mind of the church. There is a plenary indulgence on each day for making that visit with those prayers, provided that you go to confession either 8 days before or 8 days after and receive Holy Communion during the 40 hours or during the 8 days afterwards. And of course, to say the rosary before the Blessed Sacrament, five decades, you can gain a plenary indulgence provided you go to confession and Holy Communion as well. But 40 hours, it's a source of untold graces. Why is it that you should come? First of all, because it's your God. God is here. That should be enough of a reason. People today flock to places like Fatima and Lourdes. They go to the Holy Lands because there they know that our Lord and our Lady have stood. But here we have the reality. God himself, not a mere souvenir or remembrance, it is God himself. This is my body, our Lord says. It is the same God here that existed in Jerusalem, though under a different appearance. The Jews, in his time, when our Lord was walking through Jerusalem, the Jews flocked to our Lord to hear his words. And they never thought of the hardship that they had to endure to see our Lord. They would even stay with him for days. You remember when he was preaching and it says that he said he had compassion on the crowd because they had been with him for 3 long days and had nothing to eat. They were so entranced by our blessed Lord that they endured even those hardships. Now, I'm sure you would have done the same if you were in those streets of Jerusalem 2,000 years ago and saw our Lord walking by. You would have left everything else behind to follow him. But why is it so hard for us to truly believe that here is the same God? We, like the Israelites of old, should leave all, not considering the sacrifices that it will require for us to come and make a holy hour of adoration. Let your faith in the real presence move you to make those sacrifices, to come to visit our Lord. Secondly, you should come because it is a time for much needed rest. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will refresh you. Those are the words of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. In our modern day culture, there's not much time for rest. You have materialism. You have to work long hours so that you can make money, so that you can keep your 2.5 kids and your 3 SUVs in a nice fancy home and all of the rest of it. And then you have your own problems, family issues. Immorality is surrounding you in this life. And of course, there's no rest from modern media, Twitter and Instagram, and I'm not very good at all that stuff, so I can't remember everything, but you know it, and how much it disturbs your day and disturbs your peace. You need sometimes time to just shake off the dust of the world. You will find peace if you come here. It's said that when St. Francis de Sales was alive, he was by nature very passionate, very angry, and would lose his temper a lot. But after working at it for so many years, he became so meek and gentle that they say that even if you looked at his face, the person would automatically calm down. He would perhaps even be converted because he had such a supernatural sweetness of temper in his soul. But the saints are only a faint reflection of our Lord. So you can imagine, if Saint Francis could give so much peace when you came into his presence, what peace of heart will you experience in the presence of our Lord in the tabernacle? The third reason you should come is because you are called to become saints. Now, how do you become a saint? What is a saint? A saint is someone who, to a greater or lesser degree, reflects the virtues of our Lord in his life. And how do you become like someone? Well, there's a principle. I guess it's not so much a principle, but it's proven that you begin to share the interests of another if you're with them a lot. You find yourself, even without noticing right away, you find yourself thinking like those persons and talking like them and acting like them, being like them in general. You find yourself with the same interests. This is true with friends, but it is just as true concerning visits to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Do you want to become a saint? Do you want to become like our Lord? Well, then your opportunity is here to kneel with our Lord. And it takes time, you know. You can't expect to be like him if you come in for a 30-second visit and then leave. It takes time. You've got to get to know our Lord. Let him talk, but then don't monopolize the conversation. So you've got to listen as well. And then forget all else while you're talking to him and have a true conversation with our Lord. And by the end of the visit, you will find yourself a little bit more like our Lord. Fourthly, we should come because we have many petitions that to ask him. Christ, during his lifetime, was surrounded by people. Not once did he ever lose his patience with all of those people who would interrupt his meals, perhaps, who would interrupt his sermons, maybe, and who would come to him at the most inconvenient times. Not once was he impatient. His apostles were at times, but Christ never was. He would listen to the petitions of everyone, and would grant them if he saw it good for their soul. And one of the things, besides all of your personal petitions, one other petition that we should ask for is the peace in the Catholic Church. We have the Muslims again today invading Europe and all of the other countries of the world, it seems, to destroy Western civilization, but to destroy Christianity too. We should pray for peace. We have the Novus Ordo religion trying to destroy our faith and putting in its place a one world religion. Why not come and talk to our Lord about it? Ask him to watch over his church. Because after all, remember, in history, the Muslims were often defeated, first of all by Our Lady. But then secondly, do you remember the story of St. Clare? How the Muslims came and they tried to invade her convent, and she had the Blessed Sacrament placed on the wall of her convent, overlooking the wall that the Muslims were climbing up. And they saw our Lord there, and they ran away for fear. That's the power of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. And the fifth and final reason for coming is, well, because of the indulgences. It is still November, after all, and if we have any charity in us, we will sacrifice and pray for the poor souls who count on our prayers. So come, gain the indulgences that are attached to the 40 hours and all of the pious practices that you will do during those 40 hours. Be a friend of the poor souls. Remember that this is a time of grace for you personally, for our whole parish together, and for the whole city, for the whole world, when you think of it. So come to 40 hours. Make that extra added effort to fill up those holy hours and back, and to come once, twice, maybe three times, if you can, to come and spend some time with our Lord. You will never regret that time spent with Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.